This is Celestial Blood, a radio novela about love and mystery that crosses borders. Created by producer Giseli Regatao in New York and KCRW Public Radio in Los Angeles. There once lived a man named Arturo Lucero. I say once lived because, well, Arturo Lucero has died. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. No spoilers. He's dead. But Arturo had big dreams. Why don't I let him tell it?
I always wanted to have a huge family. I mean huge. I wanted enough boys and girls to form a soccer team and win. Win big. And I almost got them. The problem was that my children ended up all over the place. Their mothers weren't good people. But I tried. I swear I tried.
Aside from the judgment about the mothers of his children, which is not nice, Arturo Lucero did try. And he did a good job for the most part. At least that's the case with the twins Mundo and Sol Lucero.
The old man left, sis.
He left a long time ago.
Okay, so maybe he didn't try very hard after all. But at least Sol and Mundo came to his funeral in this little town in Mexico, all the way from their home in Queens, New York. Just in time?
But now he's gone for real.
I don't know why we came. The old man never wanted anything to do with us.
Don't be evil. He tried to go back to the other side many times.
He couldn't even do that right. Poor fool.
At least have some respect for his memory. The memory of our father.
I have no memories of him. A ghost. He made Mom cry at night all the time.
He called us on the phone every once in a while.
Yes, every time they caught him drunk trying to cross the border.
At least he tried.
He called collect because he never had a penny to his name and he always needed something.
He had a hard life.
Who doesn't? And why are you defending him?
I'm not. But he was our father.
In name only.
He's gone now. Might as well forgive him. And by the way, you're not gonna spot him staring into that stupid telescope. I don't even know why you brought it. Why did you?
I'm not looking for him, and it's not stupid, you're stupid. The one stupid gift he gave me.
Us. Telescope belongs to both of us. But you don't see me lugging it around. The airlines charge $50 to check that thing. What are you looking for anyway?
I will know when I find it.
This shouldn't take long.
Hi. Hours later... I'm sorry.
I'm getting tired. Continue.
It's so quiet here.
Yeah. A lot different from Queens, huh?
Are we gonna tell Mom about Linda?
For what? Linda's crazy and Dad's buried. Nothing else to tell.
Thought you were the one who hated keeping secrets. What if Mom calls us? She said she wanted us to keep her posted.
After all this time, if Mom ever, even once, really wanted to know what was going on with Dad when he wasn't with her...
Yeah.
Yeah. She won't call.
They're right. Sol and Mundo's mom probably doesn't know about Linda. Linda was Arturo Lucero's most recent wife. I say most recent because there were other wives. None of them know about each other. Yet.
Do you hear Linda say how much we look like him?
The 20th time or the 30th? Crazy drunk lady.
Okay, let's not be rude.
Crazy drunk lady. Nice to know, though.
Made in his image, so to speak.
Did you see...
how she threw herself on the coffin?
Oh, be careful!
Arturo.
Oh, my God!
Arturo! My love, my darling! My sweetest and most tender friend!
Okay, Linda does seem a bit crazy drunk.
Crazy drunk lady.
Whose idea was it to put the wheels on that thing?
You weren't complaining when you wheeled him to the hearse.
Hell no. Dad was fat. The wheels are freaking brilliant.
They say every man needs 6 good friends in his life, so he has enough people to carry his coffin.
Well, Dad's 6 good friends should have dragged his fat ass away from the buffet table. On TV and in the movies, is so,
majestic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, graceful. Carrying the coffin on their shoulders, all dressed up and super handsome, literally carrying the weight of the dead.
Yeah, and in the movies, it's usually raining and doves fly up to the sky. Can you imagine?
You getting shit on by birds when the wheels get stuck in a puddle?
I can't wait to get out of here.
It's a pity. You don't want to spend time with your family.
Our apologies, Mrs. Linda, but we're in so much pain we needed a moment alone.
Ah, Mundo. You look so much like your father.
I'm Sol.
Well, you two are identical.
Yes, that sometimes happens with twins.
You should let your hair grow.
Sol likes it short.
It doesn't matter. You'll always be welcomed here.
Thank you for your hospitality, really, but we have to go back to New York.
Gotta get back home.
At dawn.
This is your home.
Did Dad leave us this house in his will?
Did Dad even leave a will?
Well, no. Your father never was the type to leave wills. It's actually my house. I inherited it from my own father when he died. A fine man, my father. Died young, too.
So we're not getting the house.
We are so sorry.
It's okay. His life was cut short, but he was well lived. Like your father's.
I thought Dad looked pretty old last time we saw him.
Age is relative when you're happy. And he spent many happy years in this house.
Which we're not getting.
Yes, he couldn't stop talking about it.
Every time they caught him trying to cross the border and send him back.
Please, you have no idea the hell that awaits me on that side. Kill me. Don't send me back to that nasty woman. My sons, my daughters, please keep me here.
You may be getting the picture that Arturo Lucero wasn't the best husband and father.
I'm sorry, Mr. Undocumented. You don't have a permit to stay in this country. You gotta go back.
No!
Yep. Couldn't wait to get back.
Always bragging about how wonderful life was here with you.
How much he always missed you.
He was a very good man. A saint. I just wanted to tell you. I wanted to tell you.
We're very, very sorry for your loss.
Our loss. Don't forget that we're family.
We are?
Sol, I'll never forget the love your father always felt for you.
I'm Mundo.
You should cut your hair.
He likes it like that.
What I meant is that I know we just met at the funeral, but I really appreciate that you came from so far away. Your father would have loved it. He loves you both very much, wherever he might be now.
Ouch! It burns! It burns!
Yep, Arturo Lucero is in hell. Not because he tried to enter the United States illegally, although these days one would think that is reason enough to send anyone to hell.
You organized a lovely service for him, Miss Linda.
He was a lovely man.
Sure. We are sure that you comforted him when he crossed to the other side, to the...
To the other real side, not just across the border.
I was there for him, yes. I loved your father very much.
And he loved you too.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll see you again. Blood binds us together.
We don't have any blood between us.
It's just an expression. I love you as if you were two of my children.
Did you have any children with him?
Did your children come to the funeral? I didn't see
his
any
of... His children are all my children. All of them.
Wait, all
Wait,
of them?
What?
Yes.
No?
Absolutely. Every single one. But enough about that.
But that, no.
You're leaving at dawn, so I'll get out of your hair. Just wanted to say goodbye before retiring for the evening.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having us. We won't wake you up in the morning.
Everybody's leaving me. You dedicate your life to pleasing them, and then they just go away.
Okay, okay. Thank you for everything, really.
Yes, for everything.
One more thing.
What is it?
Of course, Linda. What is it?
I wanted to give you this. It's the last letter your father wrote to you. I'm sorry, I never had the time to send it to you. He left us so soon.
The last letter?
Yes, thank you so much, Miss Linda.
Wrote this one only a couple of weeks ago. His illness spread so fast that...
We know it's hard.
Thank you, my dear soul.
I'm still Mundo.
Last letter?
Sol.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for...
For letting us know about Dad's passing. And for allowing us to spend the night here. We'll see ourselves out early in the morning.
I wish you two a safe trip back. And I hope you'll come back home soon.
There's no place like home, like they say. You're staring, Mrs. Linda.
You just remind me so much of your father. Forgive me, Mundo.
It's still Sol.
Oh, of course you are, young man. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to go lay down now. These days, these last few days, so difficult, so painful.
What are you waiting for?
Sol, the letter. Did we mention it was the last letter?
Give me that letter.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Why not? She said the last letter. How many did he write us?
As far as I know, none. Look, when Dad wanted to get in touch with us, he did. You know that, Sol. That lady's crazy. I wouldn't be surprised to find an electric bill in this envelope.
Let me see it. Now, Mundo.
I don't know. I think as your older brother, maybe I should get a look at it first.
You don't even believe it's from him. And you're older by like a minute. Less than that.
57 seconds, to be precise. But I'm older.
Pass me the bottle, then.
Good girls don't wear their hair short or drink from a bottle.
Aye, please.
Careful, sis. I told you.
Read.
Dear children, if you're reading this letter, it's because neither Linda nor God could save me from this horrible illness.
I know I wasn't able to be part of your lives in the flesh, but I hope my letters at least kept you company, and that my fatherly advice throughout the
what
years...
What letters? What fatherly advice? What is he talking about?
Good questions.
Shh.
Is he talking to me? Keep reading. Blah, 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 blah. Fatherly advice. Here we are.
Helped you lead a better life. My life was not easy, but if I tried to do anything, it was to be a good example to each and every one of you, my dear, dear children.
Wait, how many children did he have?
Dear children. Sounds like more than just us.
Go on. What else does he say?
Love, Dad.
Give me that. Can't be all.
I keep telling you, stop looking for more from him. There's no more in the letter. There's just no more.
You're such a firstborn. Linda! Miss Linda!
What are you doing?
Coming!
Wow! What happened to your face?
It's my nightly beauty regime. You can't sleep? Take a couple of these pills. They work wonders. And with a little bit of tequila, even better.
Linda, we have questions.
And you couldn't wait until tomorrow. This magic medicine will knock me out any second now.
Miss Linda, can you just tell us how many siblings do we have?
Oh, only God knows. Your father always said he wanted to have 11 kids to have his own soccer team.
Then why are we the only ones here?
The twins. The twins were always special, he'd say. The most important ones. The twins were the world to him. Fucking twins. Oh, sorry. These pills.
You mentioned that this was his last letter. Where were the others? Why didn't we receive any?
I don't know. This postal service in this country, nothing works in this country. Your father promised so many times to take me north. But you see, he's dead now, and I'm here all alone and abandoned. Sure you don't want a couple of these pills?
Why do you tell us about his passing and not the others?
Oh, I thought you could have shared the news. A little daisy chain.
Message tree?
Yes, dear, that's what I said. But no, I have to do everything around here. Nobody ever lifts a finger besides me. Oh, the daisy.
Mrs. Linda, we need you to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Did our father take the letters to the post office himself?
What letters are you talking about?
Letters. Postcards, cards, whatever he was writing to us.
Letters. Letters, cards? I got my cards read once by that witch who lives around the corner. The Spanish cards, not the tarot, which I think is for heathens.
The letters that our father wrote to us.
Mm-hmm.
Or to his other children.
Do you know if he actually sent them?
Do you know where they are?
So many questions and The pills are taking effect. I haven't had the time to go over all his papers, but there are a couple of shoeboxes in the closet where he kept the letters he received from all his children. I think I really need to go back to my room now.
Wait, his other kids rode back?
Uh-oh, Linda's down.
And now what? Is she alive? What do we do?
She'll be fine. What we do is look for those shoeboxes.
What do we do with her? Sol, she looks pale.
Maybe some fresh air will be good for her.
Nice bedroom.
Shh, be quiet.
Again, is she talking to me?
That woman won't wake up until tomorrow.
Who else is here besides her? This house is huge.
This closet is the size of my room in Queens. And, it's full of shoeboxes.
Bingo! Do they have the letters?
Nope. Just shoes. 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 Shoes.
Was Dad really that obsessed with shoes?
These are Linda's. Second born. Duh. They're mostly high heels. Wait. This one has... Ew! Hair!
Ooh, let me see. That's a boa, dumbass.
A boa?
A feather boa. It doesn't matter. What about that one, the big one?
Could be. Papers. Envelopes. Unsent letters!
Give it here!
Bingo!
What did he say? Read his advice to...
Tu Estrella Lucero. In New Jersey?
Luna Lucero? L.A.?
Uranus Lucero. Who would name a child Uranus?
Mundo. Sol. Obviously, he had a thing for celestial objects.
Your telescope?
Wow. But I had to come all the way to Mexico. See the stars like he did.
Yeah. But from a fire escape in Queens...
Couldn't see shit.
Mars?
No, couldn't see anything, especially a tiny red dot in space.
No, Mars Lucero. Another... brother?
She's waking up. Hurry up.
You see any letters from any of them?
I'm checking. Jeez.
What are we going to do with all these letters?
We'll take them with us, of course. We'll find our brothers and sisters.
What if they don't want to be found? What if these are fake? You think about that?
It'll be worth it to find out. Why are you being so... you?
I'm being practical. Unlike you. What happens if Linda doesn't let us take the letters?
She's not going to notice. She'll be out for hours.
Or not.
Quick, behind the door.
The letters, grab them.
Mrs. Linda, we can explain.
Mundo.
Sol.
It doesn't matter. I'm tired. I thought you two were going to...
Maybe we should pick her up? Be polite?
Nah. Let's get to the airport. I got the letters.
And just like that, they were off.
My dearest twins, Sol and Mundo. Mundo and Sol. I know this is going to be like a bucket of ice water, But you are not the only ones. You have some fantastic brothers and sisters scattered around. 9 total. Well, 11 with the two of you. If life gave me something valuable, it was the opportunity to travel and procreate. Nothing would make me happier in this life, or in the celestial one, than for you to one day meet your brothers and sisters.
Celestial life? You really think he's in heaven?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
It's hot in here!
This is only the beginning.
No, Esteban, honey. Just a couple of extra days. Mundo and I are going to North Carolina, but we'll be back next week. I can reschedule the tasting, and the DJ said he's totally flexible. Not a big deal.
Sol is on the phone with her fiancé, Esteban. Sweet, understanding, selfless Esteban.
I'm meeting my mom on Sunday. That's just not a big deal either, huh? Sol, what am I supposed to tell her?
He's okay, I guess.
That I'm sorry? Hun, apparently I have some other siblings that we had no idea about, and...
And you have to meet them now? Right now? Are you going to invite them to the wedding, too?
Maybe he's just cranky. Wedding stress?
Wow. Maybe. Come on. Nothing's changed, all right? Maybe a couple of extra guests, but other than that, we're fine. Yes? I'll call you when I know what day I'm coming back.
Oh, Esteban, we'll get to him later. And off Sol and Mundo went to find their first sibling in...
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mars?
Uranus. God, that's unfortunate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Capitán speaking. I turned on the fasten a seatbelt sign as we're looking at a bit of turbulence up ahead. We'll be landing in Charlotte, North Carolina in 2 hours and 15 minutes. For those of you seated on the right side of the plane, this should be a good chance to get a glimpse at some stars you don't see every day. That's the Scorpius constellation. And for those of you seated on the left side of the plane, if you see a small red dot in the sky, that's Mars. Just kidding, folks. It's probably another plane. Enjoy the ride.
No, my brother. Everything is under control. But I have a couple of things I have to take care of. Yeah, apparently I have some siblings I haven't met, and I like to meet them. Make sure you take care of the business while I'm away, okay? No, of course Sol doesn't know anything about it. We must keep it that way.
In the next episode of Celestial Blood...
Of course, my father was an incredibly generous and supportive man.
Arturo!
All right, that's enough. Now it's my turn to ask a few questions. First of all, who are you and what the hell do you want from me?
This is Celestial Blood, a radio novela about love and mystery that crosses borders. Produced and directed by Giseli Regatao in New York, in partnership with KCRW Public Radio in Los Angeles. Mariana Carreño King created the story and wrote it with Inda Craig Alban. Mixed and sound designed by Sandra Lopez Monsalve. Recorded at CDM Studios in New York.
Our theme music and score is by Mark Phillips and Ryan Seaton.
Jose Antonio Melian, Arturo, and Esteban.
Jacqueline Guillen, Sol.
Reza Salazar, Mundo and Satan.
Adriana Sananes, Linda.
And I am Kate El Castillo, the narrator. Subscribe to Celestial Blood to make sure you don't miss upcoming episodes. Go to kcrw.com/podcasts. There is also a version in Spanish, Sangre Celestial.